Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio with Father John Wargle today.
Hi, Danny.
We're back again, and this week we're going to talk about all of the motifs that we learned about in Genesis 1 and moving into Genesis 2, and we're going to talk about the idea of them all having a binary nature and the fact that there's kind of there's a lightness and a darkness, a good and a bad, a good and an evil surrounding each of those motifs. And you laid them out really well in your post on ancienthopes.org. So yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the most fascinating thing, or there's many fascinating things, but you know, when you think about the structure, the created structure, how God created everything, it's binary. Mm-hmm. Everything is binary that we've been talking about. It's God made things in pairs.
It seems that way.
It does. It does. Like darkness, you got day and night, evening and morning, earth, sky, dry land, watery deep. You've got the waters above, waters below. You got fish, birds. You got man and woman. I mean, you keep on going on and on. Everything's in pairs.
Sure. It does seem that way. And you laid that out, again, really well in the post. And it struck me that as you did that, laid out each one of those things, you brought out what it is about the two things, you know, the two sides of every single one of those motifs, images.
Right. And so, you know, when we think about this, it's got to be by divine design, okay? Mm-hmm. And sure. I think a lot of knowledge is binary. I mean, you work with computers, don't you?
Yes. And when I was first learning about computers in 73, I had to learn the—
What did a computer look like back in 73?
Huge, gigantic, full walls of, you know, 7 foot tall, 3 feet wide by 4 feet deep.
Yeah, right.
And it had 8K of memory, 8,000 bits of memory.
Right. Yeah.
So even back then, the first thing that I had to learn was the octal and binary numbering system. Now, I should have learned that in high school. But
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know. But it's the fact that every number is made up, it can be made up mm-hmm. of a 1 and a 0. You know, we use base 10, and that's mm-hmm. the numbers 0 through 9. So base 8 is the numbers 0 through 7, and each one of those numbers can be broken down into 1s and 0s. And then it evolved from there for me for 50 years, right?
Right.
The miniaturization, the many more gigs of RAM memory and disk sizes and things like that. But it all boils down to every single time we use AI, every single time we look at our computers, listen on our phones, talk on our phones, it all boils down to the one thing that computers can understand, and that is only ones and zeros.
Two.
No, not two.
One and zero. Yeah, right.
One
okay.
and zeros. And it's, so what is it? It's binary. One
yeah.
and zero.
Yeah. So this really is pretty obviously amazing. Something that comes out of the depths of God's mind as he created everything.
Sure.
Okay. Now, along with this, Danny, is this whole idea of motifs having a bright side and a dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is very obvious. Anybody can you know, perceive that this is the way things are, right? And the pagans, they perceive this and they go the wrong way with it.
Okay.
Light side, dark side, binariness doesn't mean that the dark side, evil versus good, is both co-eternal and locked in eternal combat. Like Gnosticism teaches, right?
Yeah. But it also teaches, doesn't it? It's I think you used the word in the post, dualism, that it's equal. You know, they're
right.
equal in nature, the positive and negative, the good
right.
and the bad. They yeah. always saw them as mm-hmm. equal, and that's why there were gods that were the good gods
right.
and the bad
right.
gods. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is kind of complex, isn't it? Because
oh, man.
We're saying everything's binary, everything's got a bright side and dark side, right? But we're not dualist when it comes to our cosmology, because when God created everything, he didn't create everything equal in
sure.
that sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. Makes sense.
That in other words, there's only God and there's only goodness in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not in an eternal conflict with evil.
Mm-hmm. Goodness wins.
Goodness wins because we know that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. However, life is in conflict. It's a conflict. It's a struggle between the bright side and the dark side, as we shall see when we get into the fall.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. So all of this, Danny, brings us to one thing, and that is the centrality of choice.
Uh-huh.
It's built right into creation.
So the good and the evil moves us when we always are aware of those two things. It moves us to make choices.
That's right. And that gets to last podcast,
sure.
right? The,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge of good and evil. We said it's a merism, the whole spectrum of knowledge. And again, it's not an evil tree. It's all knowledge. It's the tree of all knowledge. And God wants us to have knowledge.
Right.
Right.
And even wanted, we talked about this last time, he wanted Adam and Eve to have access to that tree.
Right.
But when they were ready.
Right.
And they weren't ready.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. So when you think about the motifs in the garden, and then as we go off a little bit looking into the future, we see that there's a dark side to everything. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so let's take any of the motifs that you think of in the garden. Can you just give me one that, you know?
The clothing.
That's right. Okay, nakedness. Okay, mm-hmm. it's got a bright side and a dark side. The bright side is the innocence and what we experience with little babies, what we experience in our union with our wives, right?
Sure, yeah.
That's a bright side, but then being exposed is the dark side, right? Or showing yourself off in a proud way and not being modest. That
mm-hmm. because
that's the dark side of it. So there's that. Plus we have the clothing motif, as you mentioned, that's kind of connected with the nakedness motif. And that is having dirty clothes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. When the Israelites were to meet God, they had to work to wash their clothes.
Why, oh, wow.
Why, you know, what's going on here? What's uh-huh. so important, right? When Joshua, the high priest, is standing before the Almighty God, Satan, the accuser, points on, says he's got rotten clothes on, right?
Huh.
So therefore, he cannot stand before you.
Before God,
right?
Yeah.
And then there's the poor devil. Who's in that parable, the wedding thing, who's
oh.
there and the feast, you know, and he's having a great old time with everyone
right.
else.
And then he gets called out.
Then he gets called out. And he says, you're not dressed for this. The event, bind them up and throw them into outer darkness.
Yeah. After okay. after that nice invitation.
How he snuck in, I don't know,
yeah,
Danny, but
right.
Obviously. But you see, this, and of course, in Revelation, you know, we're given white robes. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
there's a bright side, dark side to the clothing motif. What other motifs can you think of?
Mm. Well, let's see, mountains, rivers?
The mountains, okay. Yeah. The mountains, of course, we know that the garden in Eden is in an elevated place. It's the mountain of God,
yep.
right?
Sure.
But in the scripture, you'll notice that high places are places where pagans worship, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a dark side to that because in their magical practices, in their fertility religions, and moral degradation that goes on there, you know, that's considered the dark side. Plus, you got the Tower of Babel, which is the ultimate.
Sure,
we're going to talk
yeah.
more about that, which is in contrast to the bright side mountain, which is Zion in Jerusalem,
uh-huh.
right?
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
There's a dark side to that because in their magical practices, in their fertility religions, and moral degradation that goes on there. You know, that's considered the dark side. Plus, you got the Tower of Babel, which is the ultimate. We're going to talk more about that, which is in contrast to the Bright Side Mountain, which is Zion in Jerusalem, right? So any other motifs can you think of? I mean, every one of them's got...
Precious metals.
Precious metals, right.
That's a good one, because there's certainly a bright side to that, a wonderful side, you know, like the ring that I bought for Doris, and, you know,
that has
a gemstone, a diamond
in it.
That's
right.
But then on the other side...
Well, it's interesting because we're not too far away when we see the fall happening, that the line of Cain started working with metals. And of course, that's a very important thing back in the day, because we call it the Bronze Age. Bronze Age is after a metal, right?
Right. Sure.
So they went from the Stone Age to Bronze Age. That's like a big leap. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, sure.
And then when they discovered iron, right, they got the Iron Age. And so metals are very important. But the dark side of that is that they're used for weapons and war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And technology, you know, has a bright side and a dark side as well.
That's right. Sure. Right?
Okay.
The technology motif.
So you got metals, precious gems, the same thing. We all know how beautiful and wonderful they are, but then we know how dangerous they are too. And of course, the occult uses gems for their own magical sort of things, you know, crystals and, you know, all that new agey stuff that we see today, right? Yeah.
How about the theophany motif?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one that was a little bit hard for me to understand.
Yeah. Well, you see, we know from chapter 3 that God on the seventh day would visit them in the cool of the evening.
Okay? Yeah, sure.
That's a wonderful imagery, right? You know, and of course, when he came, God's presence is always terrifying. It's thrilling. You know, it's thrilling and terrifying. And yet, since they were innocent, they were sinless, they were probably filled with complete and total awe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Not fear as much as...
Right.
This is amazing.
Wow, this is, you know, like, you know, wow, you know? and so that's the theophany. But the opposite of that is a demonophany, which is some sort of an appearance or encounter with the devil.
Yeah.
We see that in the garden as well, don't we?
Yep, sure, yeah.
With the snake. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, the snake looked like before the fall and after the fall. We know what it looks like after the fall.
Right.
And
that was well described.
Right. So everything you can see in creation, everything you can see in the garden, all the wonderful things, you know, that are there, has a dark side.
Yeah.
And
it's
in a life death.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, death, again, is not a cessation of existence. It's a diminished existence.
Yeah.
Right.
So all of that, every single one of those, then, it calls us, because there's a good and a bad, a light and a darkness to each one, it calls us or moves us toward this idea of making a choice that is good on the good side or on the evil side or dark side.
You know, Danny, all I can say is that this is frightening. I mean, the Bible is frightening.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's why a lot of people don't read it.
I mean, it causes you to think, you know, and there's so much of it that just boggles the mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is a hell. There's heaven and hell. Okay. That's one of those binary things. Mm-hmm. It's one of those bright side, dark side. Mm-hmm. And that we die, we die like we live. Okay. If we live well, you know, we're going to die well.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't live well, we're not going to die well.
Yeah, yeah.
And that there are consequences. The fact that God would make this world with such huge consequences is frightening. And a lot of modern philosophers just go poo-hoo with it. That's just too far beyond my mind. And I think it's a whole bunch of, you know, rubbish. Yeah, right. But you can't escape it. Because
right.
You can't escape consequences. We moderns try to escape the consequences of what we do, but we can't. Because again, that's part of the binary thing. It's part of the two ways, right?
Yeah.
The way toward God, the way away from God.
Do me a favor. Talk about kind of the separation between the binary nature of everything and the lightness and darkness of everything.
Well, right. Okay. Obviously,
because they're two
an example
separate
of binary would be male, female, man, and woman.
Okay.
Now we know that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about that before.
Yeah, so there's no light and dark there. Right. It's just the, now, the binary.
Some religions and worldview would like yin-yang, you know. I don't know what the male principle and the female yin-yang, yin's male. I don't know about that. But there are some philosophies that say, well, yeah, man's a positive force, women are the negative force, and bright side, dark side. Yeah. That is not at all in scripture at all. Mm-hmm. Okay. But so the binariness can be sort of confused sometimes with bright side, dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Birds and fish.
Sure. right. Yeah.
And even day and night. Okay. Uh-huh. I mean, I enjoy the night, you know, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Love looking at stars.
Yeah. Looking at stars, you know. So there's nothing evil about any of that, you know, right there. Okay.
So that's the separate. I just wanted to kind of bring that out a little bit.
That's
the separation. That there is this idea of things being binary and there being one side and the other side of mm-hmm. God's creation. And then there's another part of this that is the lightness and darkness of each one of those kind of things.
Yeah, right.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So when you stand back, we have to stand back at awe of this whole thing. This is, Danny, the more we probe it, the more we say, I just don't know. I mean, it's so incomprehensible.
Yeah.
This is the way it is, mm-hmm. right? And we might even say, well, I didn't have a choice to come in to be born into this whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to play this play that God's laid out for us.
Right.
But God did give us something that's called life, and all of us know that it's very, very precious.
Yes. Right. Sure. Of course.
Yeah. Unless the devil gets into you and you say, you know, I can't do this anymore. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's this is within us that wants to. Self-preservation, we all have that, and that's something God's given us and should drive us to make good choices. So here's an important thought, okay? God can have anything he wants, but he can't have you.
Right, unless I
choose.
You
give it to him.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the choice, the relationship with God, or not to have a relationship with God.
So God's rejoicing when I freely give myself and make that good choice.
Yeah, this Sunday's Guadete. Okay, let's rejoice. Mm-hmm. If you look at that Zephaniah prophecy, we're to rejoice over our salvation. And then at the end of the prophecy, we see that God is rejoicing over us. He's singing a song over us as if he's singing it at a festival, right?
Yeah.
Karaoke, right?
Thank you, God.
except for he, it's going to be quite a concert when God sings, but he's singing over us. Okay,
yeah, sure.
Because even in our life, we make a lot of bad choices. I mean, Danny, I look back.
I'm right there with you.
I got so many regrets. You know, I'm living 70 years on this life. Good Lord, you know, so many regrets, and yet God's salvation is mercy. You know. This is so great. And to think that he's rejoicing over my salvation, over your salvation, I mean, whoa, you know?
Yeah. And all I have to do, it's so simple, is to make good choices.
Right.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, thanks. Anything else to add?
No, I think that's enough for today, right?
Okay, the binary nature and light and dark in everything. Yeah. Good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, God bless. Bye.
See y'all next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another Deep Dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.